I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And today, it's a watch, read, listen. What are we watching? What are we reading? What are we listening to? Hopefully, it'll give you some good ideas. What are you watching, Marjorie?
I love that we do this every month. It's so much
Me
fun.
Too.
It's so much fun. Law and Order. SVU Season 1.
Wow, throwing it back. Because didn't Law and Order start approximately 90 years ago? I mean, that show's been on forever. Am I right?
1999.
Yes.
1999. And here's the weird thing about it. I mean, this is a dark show. And it was even darker season one. I didn't realize, like, how... It's just an hour of sadness after another hour of sadness. And I find the show oddly comforting because Ian and I used to watch it together. And I miss him so much. So when I watch it, it feels a little bit like home. Totally weird. Totally warped. But it feels familiar. So it's a... Oh, I love hearing that voice.
Can you hear the voices in the background?
I can.
Hey, guys, remember, Mama's talking to Marjorie. Hush, hush, hush. Just side note, parenting moment.
Yes.
I'm solo parenting today. My children each have a device, and they are sitting watching it in front of their faces. And guess what I feel? No guilt whatsoever.
Exactly.
I did make them pancakes from scratch. Does that count for something?
Absolutely. That's 20 point that negates the screen time.
And Bernie just said, I ate all my pancakes. Good job.
Excellent. Excellent. You are ahead of the game. And I will say this. The children are welcome on this podcast anytime. And
good.
I love that your family is making more and more cameos. Last week it was Jay. Now it's the kids. It's fantastic.
You just never know when they're going to show up.
Yep.
They are
what
not going to show up when we're watching Law and Order, though, because you can definitely not have that on when children are around.
What are you watching?
Okay, I watched The Morning Show. I watched the entire season. I know there's going to be a second season coming out. If you're not familiar with it, it's Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and it is on Apple Plus. So you do have to do a subscription to Apple Plus, and this was the only reason I subscribed. I waited until all the episodes came out so we could just binge watch it. I loved it so much, Marjorie. And I will tell you, there are a lot of TV shows, for example, The Newsroom, I didn't love.
I did like that.
I just felt like, I think it was just the Aaron Sorkin dialogue was too unrealistic for me.
Yeah, and it's Aaron Sorkin writing Aaron Sorkin in every character. So
you're totally
I get
right.
That. Yeah.
Yes, and it is, this show is so good. It is basically Steve Carell playing a Matt Lauer-esque character. Jennifer Aniston is his co-anchor on The Morning Show, which is a national morning news program.
Right.
And what happens when his bad behavior is discovered? He's fired from the show. And then how the entire crew tries to figure out how to navigate this moving forward. It is so well done. I mean, there are definitely a few unrealistic moments in terms of how TV works, but all of my TV colleagues that I've talked to love it just as much as I do. So worth watching.
That says a lot, because I think all of us that have worked in television, when we watch these shows that pretend to be television or television news, we have a higher bar for believability.
Yes.
And if it doesn't have the ring of truth, we just opt out. And I think that's really interesting that it hits it. And can we just take a moment here and say, is Reese Witherspoon the most amazing woman on the planet right now?
She's on fire.
What isn't she doing?
I know.
It's her production company, Hello Sunshine, is everywhere.
Right.
And they have their hands in some of the most, some of the best TV going on right now, including Big Little Liars, which I love that show.
Big Little Lies is so good. The two seasons of that were phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree. And she's just, what's so wonderful to see is she's in her mid 40s.
Yep.
And the more that this next generation is coming up, this idea of women being done, I think really is going to get put by the wayside now that so many women, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, there are just so many women that are producing their own projects that they can just determine their own destiny. And I think it's super exciting. I'm glad to hear The Morning Show is great. Okay, what are we listening to? Oh, no, what are we reading?
So my read and listen are the same thing.
Oh, good. You go first.
So I'll go first because mine is just a combo. So I am actually listening to the book Open Book by Jessica Simpson on Audible.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So you can read the book and or you can listen to it. I am listening to it and it's really fun to listen to because Jessica Simpson narrates it. So you hear her voice telling you this story of your of her life. And I think, you know, I don't know if everybody will love it. Like, it might depend on your age range. Jessica Simpson is a super similar age to me.
Right.
And so I really remember the Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera sort of pop singing craziness and how record companies and marketers tried to pit all of these women against each other.
Oh, I do remember that.
And then
that.
Also how they tried to really pigeonhole these women into being something. So they were creating a brand for them and then forcing them to fit into it. And what that did to these young women, a lot of them have talked about it. And then, of course, you have Britney Spears, who hasn't even recovered from this.
Right.
Who, what that did to them and kind of what their lives are like. She talks about her relationship with John Mayer, which is so toxic. And yeah. I think really relatable for a lot of women. And then she also talks about her marriage to Nick Lachey. And I think if you've ever been in a relationship where you've maybe lost yourself a little bit, or you've been in a relationship where you realize that you're trying to be something for someone else, and that's exactly what she was trying to do for so many years of her life.
Right.
It is a relatable read. And it's nice to hear her tell her own story. So I'm liking it. I think it's worth a read, but I would encourage you even more to listen to it because it's nice to listen to her tell it.
So you were saying that that woman, that Jessica Simpson sort of your age.
Yes.
So for anybody who wants somebody of an older age, Carly Simon was a little bit before my time, but she did the same thing. Her book is on Audible. It's called Boys in the Trees. And she reads it. So you know who Carly Simon is, right?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. So she reads it and she's just delightful.
Yeah.
Like her energy and her voice, it's so much more because she's reading it. And I think what's interesting about it, we did this in book club a couple of years ago with a bunch of women friends of mine, and the women that read it did not like it.
Oh.
I was the only one that listened to it on Audible. And I think it was because she writes as she speaks. And so on the page, it falls awkward. But to hear her read it, it was just really, really fun. And she would, and I hope Jessica Simpson did this because I thought it was brilliant, Carly Simon would sing in between the chapters.
Oh, see, Jessica Simpson releases a few new songs that are, and I'm not 100% finished with it. I think I have like an hour left to listen to.
Right.
And so in the Audible, I will get to hear these new songs from her. So
that's wonderful. Well, I may listen to that one too, because I find those kind of stories with women of that age really interesting. So I think I might listen to that one.
It's worth it. Okay.
Right,
what are you
now
listening to and reading?
Well, I'm reading Talking to Strangers.
Oh, Malcolm Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell.
That's supposed to be really great.
It is. And it's all about miscommunication and miscommunication.
Sorry. Can you just start with the it's all about miscommunication part?
It's so cute. All I heard
they're like running out of steam because they were doing well for the Dirt Alert and then now this.
All I heard was, oh, my gosh.
Okay, guys, back over there for just two more minutes, okay? You're doing so great. I'm so proud of you.
So it's about miscommunication, and he looks at it from all different points of history and people. So as simple as looking at how the Prime Minister, Neville Chamberlain, misread Adolf Hitler.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then there are, so it's hard to explain, but it's really interesting. About three chapters in, I think it's worth the read, but I'll report back once I'm done with it. And then I'm listening to, and this is I don't know why, I'm still deeply stuck in a Harry Styles phase. I don't know why. So these are the things, if you need a pick me up today, and talking about if a singer is of your generation or not, this is what's so cool about Harry Styles right now. Harry Styles in general. I found online Harry Styles singing Fleetwood Mac, The Chain.
That's great.
Do you know The Chain?
I know The Chain, but I haven't heard this version. I love Fleetwood Mac.
Oh my God. His version's better than Fleetwood Mac's.
No way.
Oh, it's so good. Then there's another YouTube, a video of him singing Still the One, Shania Twain.
Yes.
With Kacey Musgraves.
Great.
It's so good. And then, of course, Sign of the Times. I listen to that obsessively. And then, if you really need a pick-me-up today, listen to or go look at the YouTube video of Harry Styles, James Corden, Carpool Karaoke. You will laugh so hard. So I'm clearly obsessed.
We'll put all those links up in the show notes, too. So you can just click through and listen. These are good picks, Marjorie. It's really fun.
Yeah,
okay, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest or go to bestofthenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.